Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
There's been an uptick in COVID cases in parts of Queens and Brooklyn. The head of the city's publicly run hospital system, Mitchell Katz, cites celebrations of the High Holy Days, reopening of yeshivas, and travel back and forth to Israel as factors during this COVID-19 spike. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb has more.
A worried Mayor de Blasio said the sudden upswing in corona cases took place simultaneously in multiple neighborhoods, including Williamsburg, Borough Park, Midwood, Bensonhurst, Far Rockaway, and Kew Gardens. He noted,
rabbinical leadership, elected officials, community organizations, very widespread, sounding the alarm. And I think a number of community leaders are themselves sounding the alarm because this uptick has come on very intensely.
Health and Hospitals Corporation head Dr. Mitch Katz.
We want people to wear masks. We want them to stay apart, to not have any large gatherings, because we don't want to again have to close down businesses.
De Blasio says he hopes everyone will work together, but
if there are particular institutions, organizations, businesses that are not being responsive to the need to protect everyone, we're going to be clear about the enforcement needed there.
And he said the Sheriff's Department and NYPD will do it. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Another 9,000 city employees are being furloughed. Mayor de Blasio says managerial and non-union employees must take 5 days of unpaid time off between October and March.
Again, something that's very painful to have to announce, has real human consequences, but it is necessary. And we continue our conversations with the labor unions. We continue our conversations with Albany, trying to get relief. We don't have results yet. We need to keep finding savings to keep bridging us, to give us a chance to get to something better than layoffs. No one wants to see layoffs, but unfortunately, they're still on the table.
The furloughs are expected to save about $22 million. Last week, Mayor de Blasio ordered furloughs for his entire mayoral staff and himself. The city faces a $9 billion budget deficit because of the coronavirus pandemic. The world-renowned Metropolitan Opera has announced the cancellation of its 2020-2021 season, keeping it dark until September of next year. Met General Manager Peter Gelb made the announcement today.
It's become inevitable in recent weeks that we can't return, given the huge size of our company, the hundreds of performers involved, not to mention our audience, until there is a vaccine that is widely available and social distancing is no longer required. There's no way the Met can return until the pandemic is really over.
Gelb did announce an ambitious lineup for the 2021-22 season. It kicks off with Fire Shut Up in My Bones, the first ever opera by a Black composer to be performed at the Met. While many of us would like to see the end of 2020, bringing in 2021 will look a lot different in Times Square. First of all, no crowds. The organizers of the famed celebration say they will stage a virtually enhanced celebration that brings Times Square and the ball drop to viewers digitally, with scaled back and socially distanced live elements and an extremely limited group of in-person honorees. Now live to meteorologist Craig Allen in the Weather Center. I'll take more days like these.
I'll bet. So will everybody else. Temperatures climbing up to around 80 degrees for all areas. 79, we just missed it. Just stopped short here in the city, but many other locales around or a little a bit. above 80. Normal high is 72, 73 degrees. And for those of us who don't want summer to end, we've got a few more days just about as warm. And it's not like it's hot and sultry either. It's not with high levels of humidity. It's just nice and warm. Tonight's low will be about 60 in the city. 50s in the cooler suburbs. Tomorrow, 75 to 80 once again. Fair and mild for Thursday night and Friday and Saturday. Also up there, around 80 degrees with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. It's a northwest wind at gusting up to 18 miles per hour. 78 degrees, tonight's low near 60.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.